After more than a decade of Balkan wars and flight bans, Serbia's national airline resumed flights to New York Thursday and is to resume flying to the capital of Bosnia-Herzegovina, its former adversary, next week. The Serbian airline Yat Airways resumed direct flights to New York Thursday, 4 days later than scheduled due to unexpected security concerns and administrative difficulties. Yat Airways was barred from flights to the United States and Canada, as well as to the European Union, during a decade of sanctions against former Yugoslavia due to its role in the Balkan Wars. But since the transfer of the former Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic to the United Nations War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague in 2001, political and trade relations between Serbia and the West have improved. The commercial director of Yat Airways, Novica Vulic, says the weekly flights to New York are crucial because the North American market is very important for his company.
The ethnic group from Serbia is very, very large in the United States and Canada, and we are very, very happy, of course, that we are in a situation to realize this flight, of course. For us, the principal target is our ethnic groups in living in the United States and making relationship and renew the relationship with the United States. For us, it's a very, very important.
The company is also looking for new markets closer to home and even plans weekly flights to former enemy regions such as the Bosnian capital, Sarajevo, which was besieged by Serbian forces in the early 1990s. Mr. Vulic says he hopes the flights to Sarajevo will mark the beginning of reconciliation and cooperation between Serbs and non-Serbs in former Yugoslav regions.
For me and by myself, of course, it's very important just to recognize some initiative, and it's a very open action, and our offer just to making, you know, relationship as same as before, but it's a new old thing.
In addition, Yat Airways will also fly to Ohrid in Macedonia from late October. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Budapest.